Last week, our nation commemorated the horrific terrorist attacks that took place 20 years ago on September 11th, 2001. These attacks claimed the lives of 3,000 people and changed the way we live. Today, I'd like to talk about another profound event which took place in September, but a different September, an event which came terrifyingly close to ending life on this planet. And that date was September 26, 1983. On that day, September 26, 1983, Stanislav Petrov was at work. Stanislav Petrov was 44 years old. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Soviet air defense system. His job on September 26th was as duty officer at a secret command center outside of Moscow. And it was at this location that the Soviet military monitored the early warning satellite they had in orbit above the United States. And on that day, the alarms sounded in the command center, and the computers warned that there were 5 Minuteman intercontinental ballistic missiles headed towards the USSR, missiles that had been launched from a base somewhere in the United States. This was 1983, and the Cold War was going strong. The Cold War would continue for another 8 years until 1991 with the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Tensions at the time between the Soviets and pretty much the rest of the world were especially high because at this moment, just 3 weeks earlier, the Soviet Air Force had shot down Korea Airlines Flight 007. That airplane was a 747 flying from New York City to Seoul, Korea. And after a stopover in Anchorage, the plane strayed into Soviet airspace. Unfortunately, at a time when the United States was flying aerial reconnaissance missions, the Soviet Air Force treated the aircraft as a U.S. spy plane and shot it down with an air-to-air missile. All 269 people on board, including a United States congressman, died. Given the tense geopolitical environment on September 26, 1983, it was not implausible that the United States could conceivably have launched missiles at the USSR. In the command center outside Moscow, Colonel Petrov assessed the computer's warning, and it was his job to telephone his superiors in case of just such an attack. And then they, in turn, would contact the Soviet leader, who was Yuri Andropov, and the result would more than likely be a retaliatory nuclear strike on the United States and possibly some of its allies. If the Soviets launched missiles, the U.S. would see them and would launch more back, and the results would be devastating. But Colonel Petrov did not immediately phone those up the chain of command. He spent at least 5 agonizing minutes analyzing the situation while screens and maps flashed at him and 100 men stared at him awaiting their orders. They had about 25 minutes to act. Eventually, Petrov concluded that the launch reports coming from his computers were a false alarm, And he based his decision on three factors. One, he did not trust the Soviet early warning system. It was new and had been rushed into development and still had bugs in it. Two, it didn't make sense to him that the U.S. would make an initial strike with only five missiles. If they did, it would be a massive assault, not such a weak one. And three, Soviet ground-based radar had not yet identified any incoming missiles out there. So Petrov determined that there were no incoming missiles. And as it turns out, there weren't. His calm analysis averted catastrophe. He later said that he based his decision on a gut feeling. What a good gut that was. An investigation later showed that the false alarm was apparently set off when the monitoring satellite misinterpreted the sun's reflection off the tops of clouds as a missile launch. The computer code would be rewritten to correct this error and hopefully prevent the mistake from happening again. Colonel Petrov's actions that day were incredibly brave. On the one hand, if he had been wrong, his nation would have been attacked with little chance for retaliation. And if, by some chance, he had survived the attack, he would have been labeled a traitor. On the other hand, if he was correct, and he was disobeying his responsibility to alert his superiors of the attack. He was stuck in a lose-lose situation. And while he was never harshly reprimanded for his actions, he was not praised either. To acknowledge this false alarm would have been embarrassing to the state, so ultimately they chose to mostly ignore the matter. Now, for the purposes of my sermon today, it would be profoundly helpful if I could stand here and tell you that Colonel Petrov was a committed Christian who read his Bible every day and vowed to be guided by its words. But I have no proof of that. And while I cannot attest to his faith, I can look at his actions, and I can be inspired by them. For his actions that day are how a Christian should choose to live. And we find a wonderful parallel between the story of September 26, 1983, and the words that we read in the New Testament's letter of James. In this letter, the author is addressing a wide audience of Christians around the known world, and he is offering them lessons on morality and ethics and Christian living. Our reading for today, this passage from James, begins with what might be viewed as the gist of the letter, the core question. And that question is this: who among you is wise and understanding? Now, if we were asked that question, I'm sure that everyone would claim to be wise and understanding. That is how we see ourselves. But James takes it a step further. He tells those people that they need to put their money where their mouth is. Show us, he says, show us how by your good life, how by your actions, that what you do is enacted with gentleness that emanates from your wisdom. And here is where I find the first evidence of Colonel Petrov in our reading. His actions in 1983 clearly were done with a gentleness that was rooted in a wisdom. Colonel Petrov didn't seek the violent response, that would have been easy, but he pondered and he analyzed. And in this process, he clearly dismissed any bitter envy or selfish ambition, as James calls them. He dismissed these things from his heart. And the appropriate response to the alarm of the incoming missiles, it should have been to fight. They fired at us, we should fire back. And in his position, he would not take any risk by simply passing this information up the chain of command. That was his job. That response, according to the letter of James, to respond tooth for tooth or firing back because they fired at us, that would be what James called an earthly response. It would be unspiritual. It's devilish. A response like that is plagued with envy and selfish ambition. And in a response like that, we will find disorder and wickedness. And yes, if Colonel Petrov had responded with the missiles, we would have found disorder and wickedness on a terrible magnitude. But he didn't. He acted differently. He acted with wisdom. So, what is wisdom? What does it mean to be wise? Christian wisdom is different. It's not just the ability to discern or to dispense good advice. Christian wisdom comes to us from above. Christian wisdom is not of this earth. The letter of James defines Christian wisdom with six characteristics. It is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. It is full of mercy. It is devoid of hypocrisy or partiality. Colonel Petrov's actions on that day in 1983 check off every one of those six characteristics. His actions were pure in that they weren't polluted by his own ego. He did what he needed to do, but set himself aside. He didn't take into consideration what might happen to him. He did what he saw to be right. Secondly, his actions were peaceable. War would have been the safe choice for him, but he chose peace. Thirdly, Christian wisdom is gentle. And once again, Colonel Petrov was not drawn towards the promise of conflict. He sought peace and gentleness. In addition, he was willing to yield. He was willing to step back, even if it meant the Soviet Cold War adversaries might get the better of them. He was willing to yield. And that is a lesson that might be hardest for us to hear, to be able to yield, to step back from our position, to give instead of digging in our heels. To be a Christian is to be willing to yield. In addition, Colonel Petrov was truly full of mercy. He didn't demand retaliation for these missiles that might be headed towards him. He was willing to take a chance and show mercy. And lastly, he acted without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. How many of us aren't partial towards our favorite team or political party, and we allow that partiality to influence our decisions? The letter of James tells us that we wish to be wise, then we must act fairly and without thought for ourselves or our own wants. We are to be impartial. And thankfully, for all of us then and all of us who are here today, Colonel Petrov was clearly a person who was filled with Christian wisdom. In 1983, if he had not fully epitomized all six characteristics as James defines them for us, our world would be very different today. Being a Christian does not mean just being a good person or appearing to be a good person. Being a Christ follower means rewriting the code that governs our lives. We have to be better than good. We must be wise and gentle and understanding. We must set aside all pettiness and envy and our selfish ambitions. We must submit ourselves to God. To be a Christ follower requires courage. We have to be brave, because we will frequently find ourselves at odds with the devilish desires of the world. We have to stand apart. And in doing so, we may lose something. We may lose notoriety. We may not gain the attention that we want. We will have to work quietly with little to no adulation. Colonel Petrov's actions were all but unknown until 1998, 15 years later. We learned about them when General Yuri Yotintsev, who was the retired commander of the Soviet missile defense, published his own memoirs. It was only then that we learned about those events of 1983. And since then, Colonel Petrov has been recognized here in the West. He's even the subject of a documentary. Colonel Petrov died 4 years ago in 2017. But he was recognized for his work that day. It's unlikely that any of us will ever be in the position to literally save the world like Colonel Petrov did. But you never know. You never know when some seemingly insignificant decision or action may have far-reaching consequences. Maybe something we do for somebody influences them to do something, and down the chain it goes. So therefore, we should choose to live as if every action is momentous, as if every decision is earth-changing. In our small, everyday actions, if we act as Christ followers with gentleness and with wisdom, then we are saving our world just a bit at a time. Amen.